Blog Talk Radio.
Richard, you usually come in at this point and you usually talk, but I'm not hearing Richard's voice, so I don't know exactly what is going on. So welcome, everybody, to Happy Hour on Blog Talk Radio with Richard. If you want to go over there and maybe listen from that side, 347-850-1407. And Richard, if you are listening, the WebEx music came through the phone absolutely fine, but we're not hearing you at all. I'm over here at WebEx. We're videoing the show from this end. So if you want to watch, go to Sound Health Options, .com. Go to the tab for radio and go to Happy Hour. We're going to be talking about fatigue this morning, this evening, wherever you are in the world, and we have a surprise. If you'll go to download, I hear something, Richard, going on.
I think you hear me again, maybe.
Yes, there you are, Richard.
All
go
right.
To bonus.
Bravo.
Go to bonus. Richard's mic flaked out on him. And there's the fatigue software that we're going to be using for this evening. You can download it for the next 30 days. And along with it, you can download step-by-step instructions and a Bioacoustic Basics textbook and a pastel folder that will help you use this with your clients. We change this every 30 days or so. Sometimes we skip a month if we can't decide what we're going to do. But we're trying to provide enough software for people to open a bioacoustic center in their community. We're sponsored this evening by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, and by this software, this fatigue software. I had an announcement, Richard, and I have just totally forgotten what the announcement was. But fatigue, we're going to show you some information about how to tell if you're fatigued and what you're fatigued from. And Marcy, who says, I did a test earlier, 10 minutes ago, it was working, and did not hear you, Sherry, if you were talking. Well, I had it on mute for a while, but we were showing a few films about toxic metal, so that may have been what you were hearing. Richard, we can hear you now. Do you have announcements before the show starts?
I do. I have that one that I just sent you in on Skype, that this is a possibility. The latest studies are showing that glyphosate causes the gluten intolerance, that all this noise we've been having about gluten may be a possible result of the glyphosate that's being put on it and sprayed on it right before it's harvested, and just basically the, you know, glyphosate roundup madness. And part of this is coming out based on some of Stephanie Seneff's research at MIT. So that's quite an interesting, you know, I don't know what to call that, thing. It's mind-boggling.
I love
that, you know,
her stuff.
Oh, my God, it might be that it's the stuff that's being sprayed on it. Gluten is okay. Wow. That's radical.
Well, maybe that's why some of the flour that I'm getting from France and other countries isn't bothering me as much as American wheat. That's a good one to
think
about.
Yeah, that's a great theory.
But Stephanie Seneff, we should get her back for the show. She's just a wonderful guest. She loves the people. She does her darnest to not be influenced by Big Pharma political position, so I love that part of it. I only have one little announcement, and it was from an email that somebody sent me that I don't have in front of my face. Well, actually, I have two announcements. One of them was that the lady who wrote it said, I absolutely love you and Richard because you are really doing a radio show for what you say it is, which deals with for the people, information for the people. You don't have commercials. You don't try to cram things down our throat. And her name was Carol, and she loves us, Richard. And I thought about what she said, and she's right. If we wanted to make money, like a lot of radio shows have to make money, and they have commercials and buy this or donate that, and we're not doing that. We want the people to have the information in order to make credible decisions. But at the same time, we have our opinion.
Boy, howdy.
I just sent Richard an opinion right before the show on Skype, and this was from Jeff Hayes, and he did a study. Jeff Hayes is the one that turned us on to the movie Bought, and that movie is free for the showing if you will go to our Sound Health Options, go to the home page, and right there in the middle is free screening. And we paid an enormous amount of money to be able to put this on the front of our site for free for anybody who wants it. So if you know of people who are interested in alternative medicine and the issues with vaccines, and we just did a show about them putting Nogalase inside these vaccines, which is causing vitamin D not to be usable by the body. And we have decoded something called GCMAF. The government has shut down most of the places that are making this because it's an antidote to the vaccine, and they don't want it out there. So anybody, let's see if I can make this a little smaller so you can see it. There is an echo on your side, Richard. I'm hearing everything twice. I can't make that any smaller. But Jeff Hayes, who put together this film and also Doctored, which is about Big Pharma screwing us over, and he put out a survey. And he sent me back, I thought you might want to see the results of the survey so far. On the surface, it's pretty clear. And they wanted to know who of the people who liked the Bought movie, or just people who were on their mailing list, what they thought of Hillary Clinton. And they gave us five choices. One, I'm a Hillary supporter. I'll support her this year regardless of the issues. And there was 144 votes for that. I'm leaning towards supporting her, 304 votes. I'm out this year, I'm not supporting anyone, 441 votes. I'm voting against Hillary, but I'm not very political, 723 votes. They're kind of doubling each time we go. And I am the never Hillary camp and believe we need to stand up for these issues, 5,311. The biggest surprise was the comment section. Lots of support for Bernie Sanders, much more than I would have guessed. Regardless of where you fall on the political spectrum, I hope you'll make your voice heard on protecting our rights to know what's in our food and the right to choose what is injected into our bodies and our children's bodies. We've got a plan brewing here. I'll update you soon. And as soon as he updates us, we will update you, and we're going to try to get him on the show. Richard, do you have any leaning?
Which one? I'm pro Jeff Hayes.
He's done some great work with Barry Levelhead.
I always enjoy his films. They're well made. They're well documented. He might have a lean or a particular direction he wants to go, but he does it in a story format, and he gives, you know, straight information. And he's passionate. I mean, he's really you know, bought and doctored were both very well-made documentaries with commentary.
And we've had several of those people on our show. So Keynote is up. Wanted to let you guys know that for April 17th to the 23rd about animation of muscles and metabolism. And I put in an extra little thing here at the bottom about the first biochemical of conception. And there is a nice little story about that and how the white light of esoteric lore and the white light that explodes in the eyes when you die really do have a connection to our God self. So I invite you to check on that each week as we put it up for the week. Did you read it, Richard? Did you have time to do it yet?
I did. And I'm laughing partially because just early last week, a friend of mine had called me, freaked out because he had a weird thing happen with his eye. And he was, you know, just, it was just like all of a sudden like, oh my God, my eye is really a mess. And so I sent him, right after it happened, I read this, or shortly thereafter I read this and I sent it to him and he was like, really? With some expletives. Like, you must be kidding me. I'm part of that? All right. Well, so yeah, as usual with the, as we laugh about with the keynote, that's usually what happens is somebody calls me a couple days before you release the keynote and there they are. There's the results. Oh, look, this happened. So it's always amazing. I love the keynote.
They must be very sensitive people to be picking it up a few days before.
Yeah, he is.
And this is a very short version, and there is a longer version of this meant for the professionals in the field that deal with muscles and nutrients. So that's done by Robert O'Leary. He's an attorney, and he writes it. He's one of our practitioners, and he writes this for people who are really using this as a way of life. We watched a video right before this went on about Jim Jordan, and I'll put the link back in. It was about toxicity, and it tells about a little bit about his story, but it's a great video as you begin to detox. There's another one that I want to introduce you to. I shouldn't have said that I want. There's another one that you would love. The emphasis on you, because that's what we want out of this show. And this is Blaylock, and it's about 15 minutes long. But one of the things I like about it is it begins to tell you how to detox right now and some of the things and some of the foods that help you detox. So if you have a pencil and paper, I'll give you a big list of those, because one of the things that Jim Jordan says is that you really shouldn't even try to detox without getting yourself in shape, your kidneys, your bladder, your liver. But these are just foods. It's not any big thing like take clay or drink a gallon of vinegar or something. These are just foods that you could use that help you detox. Grapefruit, hibiscus tea, H-I-B-I-S-C-U-S. That's up your alley, Richard.
I'm a big fan of hibiscus tea. It's phenomenal for the kidneys. I drink it iced a lot. It's one of my favorite. It's slightly tart in its finish, but it's great for any kind of adrenal stress, great for the kidneys, a mild diuretic, so don't panic. I'm a big fan of hibiscus tea.
I should have known about this. I made kraut and wieners for Saturday and blew up like a balloon. So this would have helped. You just buy it offline, online? Where do you get it?
You can find it oftentimes in store, you know, in health food stores. You can find it in bulk, or you can find it in tea bags. I prefer it in bulk because tea bags are tricky, because oftentimes in the industry, tea bags are referred to floor sweepings, because in the old days, that's what they were made of. That's why I got put in a tea bag, because it was so fine, the dust. So I prefer seeing it. But it's available online. It's readily available. It's nothing tricky to get.
I need to ask you a question, and it totally slipped my mind because I was looking to see if I really put the link up there. Kaula says, sorry, Sherry, these are not just food. Hippocrates says, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. Okay, I stand corrected here. This tastes kind of like mangosteen. It looks like it would.
It's not. Well, mangosteen is actually a higher sugar content fruit, so it's sweeter, whereas hibiscus is really hibiscus from a particular strain of the plant that is the hibiscus flower. And so that's really petals that are dried. And so it's a slightly tart flavor, but I like that. I actually like to put together hibiscus and ginger with a little bit of licorice. I think is a really nice tea. Makes good hot or cold tea.
Caesa says there is Mexican South American stores here in Galveston, Texas with hibiscus tea. So your health food store maybe. Okay, number three looks like guacamole. And all of these, remember, we're looking at them for foods that help you detox. So guacamole. This one is white tea. Not sure what white tea is, Richard.
White tea is the very early pickings of the tips of the green tea before they've built up chlorophyll. So it's typically expensive just because it is, you know, it's a hand-picked thing off of the tea sinensis bush. And it's the very early little itsy-bitsy tiny leaves, but they just haven't got chlorophyll. And it's quite, white tea is really good.
I can tell you really love it.
I do.
Turmeric, which is also a painkiller. I put turmeric in almost every soup I make. I love it. Asparagus. What did they say asparagus gets rid of? Something about sports. Oh, a hangover. Asparagus gets rid of a hangover. Cholesterol buster. This is collard greens. Grandma used to feed us collard greens. I hated them. Lemon. Here's something we did today. We found two frequencies that will alter your taste buds to sweet and sour. We're doing some lemon testing. And in the afternoon, I crave chocolate. Now, this really bitter chocolate I usually eat a little bit of. And after we did this lemon experiment, I have no cravings for anything sweet or anything chocolate. And it's been 4 or 5 hours now. I think this would be a great diet therapy for me because I just can't keep my fingers off that chocolate.
Wow.
Plus, I slip through these too fast. Wild salmon. Oh, what are they saying about wild salmon here? As a detoxer. If quit smoking and add a side of salmon, well, because it gives you a lot of anti-inflammatory omega fatty 3 acids. And then beets, because that gives you a lot of nitric oxide. This looks like sweet potatoes, okay. Cook up sweet potatoes, you have sun-kissed complexion from all the carotenoids, organic pigment that gives the spuds their orange color. It doesn't say
and also
what
they're,
it
they're also up. High in beta-carotene, high in vitamin A, and in spite of the fact that their name is sweet potatoes, they're low in the glycemic index, so they won't cause your blood sugar to swing as much as eating a white potato, which is high on the glycemic index.
They're also full of progesterone. So some people who are taking birth control pills won't like it very well because some birth control pills are high in progesterone. Metabolism booster, mustard. We just had a discussion about mustard. I made some chili over the weekend too, along with kraut and wieners. Boy, that sounds a weird combination. And I put a big glob of mustard in my chili because it wasn't tart enough for me. What does mustard detox? Hours, smear, sandwich. It does not say what it detoxifies.
He's saying that it's burning calories. I guess it could be, I think of I guess it could do that. I don't think of it for that purpose, but
appetite suppressant, spinach, water drainer, bananas,
high in potassium.
Yes. Skin protector, tomatoes full of lycopene.
Lycopene.
Great for prostate issues. Kiwi fruit. Oxidizers. Cold potatoes. Wonder why cold.
Oh, yeah,
potatoes.
That's a theory. There's a lot of theory going on about cooking a starch and then eating it cold, that it helps helps burn more calories and it slows down the assimilation of the starches. So it makes it a lower glycemic index.
I can see eating them cold if I'd smear some mustard on them.
Yep.
The liver fixer, and I put the link for all of this in the chat. Almonds helps the liver. That's great. The fiberizer, artichoke. I thought that's good for heart, too. Some of my favorite foods here. I love pickled artichoke. For those of you just listening, we're trying to read some of this as we go on. Legumes, lentils is a legume, beans. Spring sounds solid, calorie restricted, but it doesn't say. Oh, heavy metals. I've heard that white navy beans will chelate mercury out of the system. A quarter cup of cooked navy beans a day. They are using that now in an ashram here to detox local kids from mercury. Oats are a detoxifier?
I think it's because they're a fiber that helps pull toxins out of the system, and again, they're low glycemic index.
Hormone controller looks like blackberries. I was trying to think of other hormone controllers. Almond alternative, this looks like sunflower seeds. Look at this, the chocolate cure. I didn't read all the way to the bottom of this. Chocolate addict, good news. Combats bloat and sneak more fiber into your diet while simultaneously quitting your chocolate cravings. It doesn't say what's in it or what it detoxifies. I've heard that it gives you magnesium. And the last one was water. So 25 things that will help you detox that are actually medicine disguised as food. Okay, we're going to talk about fatigue. And I could not get this to get any bigger here. So it's 15 reasons for fatigue. I had some of them, but I missed a couple of them. This is just about fatigue and what will cause it. Fatigue, sleep apnea. A lot of times when there's not enough nitric oxide in a cellular exchange, there's not enough carbon dioxide that comes up and out of the throat and out of the body. And that carbon dioxide keeps your throat muscles in turgor, keeps them stiff. And without it, you snore. So you can buy nitric oxide in beets. One of the things they showed here has a lot of nitric oxide in it. Not enough sleep. Not enough fuel. Just eating glucose, which gives you a little hit, and then you just drown. When I eat sugar, and the lunch today for the engineer here, and I ate lemon pie. Boy, was I sorry. Anemia, not enough iron. Depression, number 5. Number 6, low thyroidism. And usually you can tell if that's going on. You can't get up very well in the morning, but you can't sleep all night anyway. but there'll be a layer of fat around the neck, right where it hooks onto your body, trying to protect the thyroid. Number 7, caffeine overload. Number 8, hidden urinary tract infection. And that's just a funny looking lady in the bathroom, in case you can't see what that is. Diabetes. Boy, high blood sugar really causes incredible fatigue. I know when they gave me that shot of Cipro in the hospital, I had an impacted bowel, and they decided to give me Cipro, which is totally counterindicated in my case because I have pancreatic cancer all over my family tree. They gave it to me anyway. My sugar up to about 400, and I slept for 3 days.
Wow.
Dehydration, number 10. You wowing about them being so stupid?
Yes. That was correct.
It got worse.
Shocking. Oh, yeah.
Heart disease and COPD, not enough oxygen. We had a guy in today that we put on oxygen, and his heart went from 85 to 74, and his oxygen went from 96% up to 98%. He just wasn't getting enough oxygen into the system. And again, that can be nitric oxide. And one of the signs of nitric oxide depletion is erectile dysfunction and snoring. Number 12, shift work that causes sleep disorders. Number 13, food allergies, a big one we're going to talk about this evening. I've asked for a volunteer. I don't have one yet. Richard, you may have to volunteer for this. 14.
Yes.
Chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. That is a big one. You can tell when you have chronic fatigue, it comes and goes, but your ears tend to get wet. I don't know how to describe that. They just feel like they have a lot of water in them. And when you clear them out with a Q-tip or something, the Q-tip is really wet. I don't know why chronic fatigue hides in the eustachian tube and makes your ears wet. We did have some things for chronic fatigue. I don't remember what they are. Do you have any fatigue, Richard?
Any fatigue? Not really. I mean, sometimes in the evening, because I stand all day, I have a standing workstation. There are times at the end of the day when I sit down to relax, I might nap for 15 or 20 minutes. But beyond that, no, I'm pretty much like this all the time.
Do you know of any herbs that would help with chronic fatigue?
Well, I think we'd have to figure out, which I bet we'll do, what the point of origin is. I would look at, you know, just exact kind of part of that list that we talked about where you start. Probably the first thing I would do is work on detoxing. So I'd work on my classic formula that I like for blood purification and detox is the yellow dock, dandelion. Depends upon which angle you want to go, but that's the great foundation. Then you could either add milk thistle if you want to bump up the liver a little bit of ginger to that. If somebody wants to email me and ask me about that, they can email me at talktomeguy@gmail.com. Nothing I sell, just a formula that I like. And then a lot of water and a lot of hibiscus tea, because really the hibiscus is a great, it is really so friendly to the kidneys. It is, and I believe it probably eventually we'll figure out it has some micronutrients in it we don't know about, is my guess.
Remind me, and I'll look that up. Chronic fatigue syndrome used to be known as mononucleosis.
Uh-huh.
That's a real stressor on the liver, so that silymarin you mentioned is a really good idea. A nice thing put in the chat by Steve and Carla Bartoluca's children were afflicted with severe gluten sensitivity. She and her husband founded Jovial Foods, began growing einkorn, and switched to non-glyphosate-soaked wheat. The gluten sensitivity went away and the whole family's health improved. Awesome. Great. Wonderful. Okay, the last one, out of six, mild fatigue. They're just saying exercise. That sounds weird. Now, for some people, I just don't have the energy to exercise. Lay down, sit down, and exercise in your mind. They've done studies. That really works. And is your brain too tired? And we've got to look at that and some of the serotonin and dopamines, and we still don't have a volunteer. We're going to look at yours. If you want to know if it's adrenal issues, there is a Dr. Wilson questionnaire that I'm putting in for everyone, and it's a little scale, and he can tell you how fatigued you are, but you probably already know. But think about this. You go home, you're tired, there's a bunch of dirty dishes, you don't want to do them, the laundry's piled up, you don't want to do that. You sit down in the living room and somebody knocks on the door and, oh God, I don't want any company, I'm too tired for company. But it's a clearinghouse with a $1 million check. Are you going to get energetic? Where did the information, where did that energy come from? I'm just trying to tell you, you are in control. So much for that. Okay. We are going to use the Fatigue Fundamentals. This is the computer program that we're going to use. And everything that we're going to do this evening is already in that little textbook that's under Sound Health Options. Go to download the bonus software, and there's the fatigue software. You know, sometimes we do a drawing. Well, now everybody can get this one. And you go down to the left, and there's the textbook, and everything that we're going to do this evening is in that textbook. And we're going to help Richard, who's not fatigued, but maybe identify a little bit. Are you fatigued any, Richard?
I can't really say I am. Not really. I rarely, but you know, not as a regular rule. No. Whoops. Oh, I'm talking now. Sorry. I don't really have fatigue as an issue. I have a very solid blood sugar level. Do you want to crank up my volume a little? There we go. I'll talk a little louder. That, you know, I have a really solid blood sugar level, and my diet is very low in high glycemic or easily assimilated foods. I eat foods that are low glycemic, and I try and eat as clean as possible, as possible. And so I try not to stress out my digestive.
Do you know there's a new disease? Strip this out. There's a new disease now for people who want to eat healthy. Somebody just sent me an email about it. Have you heard that?
No. What is it?
Let me see if I can find it in my email here. I don't remember who sent it. I think it was new disease. Vaccine head, that's not it. Well, as you're talking, what is iatrogenic disease? It was like doctor caused nervosa or something like that. I will find it. It was just, it was beyond bizarre. And I was going to bring it up tonight, and I totally forgot. So we've got 20 seconds here. That's good. We really like to take about 30. So I'm just going to export it and say fatigue. Richard, don't you walk every day, too?
I will start up again. During the winter, I had stopped, but I will go out and start walking again. Yeah, I try to walk about 5 miles, 3 to 5 miles daily.
What is your winner, like 65?
No. It actually, in the winter months, it can be 28 degrees on my back porch.
In California?
I know it's not like your, but, you know, that's cold enough that it's not fun to walk in.
Okay, we've got your voice, and we have to set certain parameters, and it'll tell you how to download this particular software program, and it's free. So we've saved this as a WAV file. Well, not saved it. We exported it as a WAV file. So we could play it.
That, you know, I have a really solid blood sugar level, and my diet is very low.
So it's Richard, and we're going to minimize this and then bring in something called Audacity. And this program is free. Where else do you get all this free stuff? And it's our wish to just give you this so that you can start making a bioacoustic center and help people with their health. So we're going to import Richard's fatigue. And this, we can see what's going on with you, Richard, methylation. Everything's above this normal gray grid. So he needs some digestive enzymes to help him utilize what he is eating and what he's taking in. So we have to fill out his demographics. Richard, fatigue. And this is online. Now remember this, I'm going to put 12-12-12 here. We don't know his birthday. This program, this Abacus program, is free. The fatigue program is free. Look, there's the fatigue program, and it says right here, download the Abacus.
Can barely hear you.
What?
People are
saying
they're having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, okay. I will move the microphone closer. How's that? Is that better? Okay, here you can download the Abacus program, the fatigue fundamentals. It's all right here for you. And go out and test all your neighbors. Neil and issue. Just put energy. I don't want to put fatigue on you. So we're going to go up here and strike this little red button, and it's going to pull the points, meaning it's going to show what it thinks is high and low. Its voice. Now these that are right here near the gray grid, I'd get rid of them. Because it's just going to lead you astray and tell you something that is not really true. So all I'm doing is hitting this with my right mouse and then deleting it with my left. This gray grid, and then it's divided into three parts, -1, -2, -3. And something this close to the gray grid, it just doesn't matter. Actually, Richard, you're looking pretty wonderful here, except this little bit. Right there, and I'm going to take my left mouse and roll over it and decide to insert. But other than your hyper with your digestion not getting fully digested, you're looking good. But those two were high, so I'm going to put an H and an H. Do you feel like you digest things fine? Do you take digestive enzymes?
I take digestive enzymes. I think part of it is I'll have to do a pre and post. I usually end up eating because for me the show is around 3 p.m. my time. I usually don't have lunch till 1 or 2. So usually I think it's partially because I eat oftentimes right before the show that my digestive system is going, wow, that's a lot to do.
The sweet person who sent me this link is now listening to the show. So I'm going to go in and show you about this new disease, and then we'll come right back to Richard. Orthorexia nervosa, new mental disorder aimed at people who insist on eating a clean diet. Is that a hoot or what?
Wow.
Do you remember when Dr. Daniels told us all the things they make up for doctors to tell the public because they think the public is dumb? This is one of them. This is truly one of them. Another one they did, she talked about, was mother's milk is not good. Buy our canned stuff. We make it better. We know better than God.
Of course. Well, and there could, I'm certain there's somewhere back there. It'd be interesting to know who the people behind Wellness Achiever are, the people that start the spin. You know, I'm certain there's somebody in the audience where that we could go back far enough and find out that, oh, this was funded by somebody from the, you know, something institute. You know, everybody has an agenda of some kind. Well, not everybody.
Well, Richard, I think you're afflicted with this.
I hate when that happens.
Okay,
I
back
knew
to
that
your chart.
I always thought of myself that I had mental disorders. I didn't know that was the area, though.
Well, this looks good. I mean, your chart looks very balanced, except right here,
mm-hmm.
where it's moving up, and I'll look at this later. But we have two sets of 12, different frequencies. This grid is active. So anywhere you punch it, there'll be a frequency, and then you can insert it over here. I don't want to, but just showing you what's going on. The gray grid is normal, and that moves with whoever chart this is. Linda Schmidt just put in here, Robert Scott Bell says that he's afflicted with that too. So you're in good company, Richard.
Thank you. Good.
So we're going to go to this little Rubik's Cube down here. And we're going to export this into something that we call GNS, Genesis. That's where we start. Now, this is how easy it is to use this program. Open file, open your client, go to that GNS file. Barbara, did you have a question? You have your hand up.
I just wanted to let you know, I'm hearing the feedback, that I had volunteered.
Okay. If we have time, we'll do it.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've got Richard in here. Here's the same numbers. Just translated them over here. And this is just about fatigue. I only like to look at one thing at a time. I know he doesn't have any medications going on. Let's look at vitamins and minerals. Because we can go up here and we can put in fatigue and mineral. And this will give us all of the minerals that are associated with anybody that has fatigue. Now, which of these might be in Richard's chart? Bicarbonate, boron, bromine, cadmium, calcium, iron, lead, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, sodium, and zinc. So let's see which one Richard has. Richard has bicarbonate of something. It doesn't say what it is. Bromine and calcium. It says a deficiency may cause fatigue, but what do you do if your calcium is too high? It probably means it doesn't have all of its component parts. So in that case, we're going to go to downloads and bonus. And go down to this green sheet and open that and look under minerals. And there's calcium, and before calcium can be used, it needs vitamin D, A, phosphorus, magnesium, essential fatty acids, da da da. So this is likely high because I can't think that Richard would have too low of. I can't think that he didn't have enough calcium. So when it's high, it just means it's not usable. Or are you taking calcium?
Most of mine would come from food. There would be a little bit. I take a probiotic that's a mineral-based, so there could be more calcium in there as well. But I think it's back to the methylation issue.
Mm-hmm.
As I look all three of these, I think it's about my usual pattern of assimilation.
So these are too high, too. And it's not hardly possible to have B2 too high, because it's so water-soluble, and biotin, too, is too high. Biotin too high will make you lose your hair. So we need to jump on this and maybe run you through methylation mapping to see where your issues are with this.
Sherry?
Yes. Go ahead, Paul.
I can still barely hear you, and Rich is even softer.
The sound over at Blog Talk Radio is good. I don't know why it's odd there, but the Blog Talk Radio audio is really good.
I see what's happened. For some reason, my volume's gone down. Is it better now, Paul?
Yeah,
there's a little.
Better. Thank you.
Yeah, there's a little volume thing here. That sometimes happens when we turn on Audacity, too. And that's probably why Richard's file wasn't very well done. Okay, let's look at. I was going to look at proteins and genes to see if there's any genetic thing going on with fatigue, like COPD or heart disease or something like that. And Richard, there is. Says a protein, thrombin, is low. Elevated levels cause fatigue. Okay, so we can ignore that. Common sense says, if elevated levels cause fatigue, low one, forget it. Right?
Yep.
Okay, let's look at the rest of these. We looked at vitamins. We looked at proteins, genomes, minerals. I want to look at pathogens. See if there's any of that there. This is a chart that comes up with these things that just are automatically done by the computer. So we're looking for anything that is four or more. And there's a five, a four, and a five right together. G, the use of minerals. So we need to look at your metallocyanine and your adrenals and how your adrenals are looking at minerals, because F-sharp is the process of the kidneys. So this helps you identify where you want to concentrate. And let's go look at F-sharp and G. Whoops, that is not what I wanted. Don't save. We have a set of sonocards for fatigue. And so if we go look at G, well, C, C-sharp, G should be the opposite of this one. A, I don't know why these are out of order. We're looking for G, F sharp and G. F sharp, lactic acid, MSM, tyrosine, which is the amino acid for the thyroid, D2, cortisol, pathogens, Coxsackie virus. Teachers get this a lot. It's from little kids. It's just a constant runny nose. Epstein-Barr virus. Look at that. Chlamydia pneumoniae. This attacks the heart sac. That's F-sharp, so let's look at G. Well, there's F, G. You had five of this. Citric acid, Epstein-Barr genome. The other one might be the protein. But that should have shown up. Mercury is a toxin, caffeine, mineral, magnesium. So if you're going to take this to a show to do it for people, taking a set of these cards and giving them a copy of their card really helps them understand more of what's going on. Here is amino acid. We'll get to that. Citric acid, herb, It didn't show that Epstein-Barr.
Korean ginseng is high? Wow.
Well, it could just be the frequency of it.
Yeah.
May prevent, okay, there's an herb, may prevent and alleviate fatigue. Didn't you tell me something about ashwagandha, and there's another one that's got a strange name like that? Yeah,
ashwagandha.
There are two tonic
Shizandra, well, shizandra and, you know, ashwagandha, but, you know, first, the ginseng, most of the ginsengs are adaptogens, which means that if it's high, it'll help lower it, and if it's low, it'll help raise it. So it's always striving for homeostasis or balance in the system.
Oh, so whatever's going on, it'll help.
Yeah.
Look, you must not have the right shade for the Epstein-Barr because it's not showing up here as
showing
a pattern.
Up.
Yeah. But there's other things that are showing up. Amino acids, pangamic acid, high may alleviate fatigue. And it's here twice and says exactly the same thing. So that counts as a two. A low level could equal fatigue. And this is one of the things that that methylation mapping test that we talked about. Ah, coenzyme Q10. Now that says high again.
It's probably because they take a high dose. That's possible.
Okay, so that could explain that. You take high citric acid?
Not that I know of. It would have to be in some trace element, trace formula I don't know about. But
weren't you taking some of this last week to ward off some kind of flu or something?
The citric acid?
The vitamin C?
Mm. Well, yeah, yes, it's true. I have been taking higher levels of vitamin C.
Okay, lactic acid low, that's good, although it does help clean out the trash out of your muscles. MSM, do you take that?
What I remember.
Okay.
I try. I just forget.
Oleanolic acid found in olive leaf may alleviate fatigue. You know, from what we're looking at and...
Huh?
Pardon?
No, just hung to myself.
From what we're looking at, it's the methylation, it's the mapping. And we've come across that several times with you.
Yeah.
We don't have time to do one more person, but we will just run through this one real quick because we already have your points pulled. You can download this, people, and do your own. So GNS files, Richard Fatigue. There's that same data list. And this is methylation mapping. Let's go to proteins and genomes to see if we have some answers here. Glucose 6-phosphatase dehydrogenase. But there's no genome with it. Just a protein, glucose 6, and I'll show you where that comes up on the map. And when we get finished with looking at all of this, you can pretty much tell what's going on. The 6 glucose, it's, how do I get to the bottom of this? It's here, the glucose. So proteins and genes don't match here, so we can ignore that. Hormones, biochemicals, activators, what else comes up here? Toxins. Really, I thought there would be more in genome. But, you know, it had a very low variants to this, so I'm just going to check them all, and we'll look at them. Ah, I saw some flip through here that we can look at. Activators. We have figured out what activates certain kinds of genes and proteins. So CBS has been activated. Catalyzes condensing of homocysteine that works with B12 and blood, and you have high homocysteine and you're heading for a heart attack. And I would certainly get that looked at. MTHFR, this is the genetic use of methionine. So SAMe is a bioavailable form of methionine. So you have this kink right here. And when you look at these circles, this is your Krebs cycle. This is detox cycle. Create energy. Replete your DNA. And then how you use your incoming resources are these two. And this is where you have the problem. And it looks like if we back up on it, we can look at this MTHFR and blame it on the methionine.
Huh.
Amino acids, it says taurine is high. Biochemicals, it has that same creatinine there. So you want to look at those levels. That was in both programs. Serves as a carrier for phosphorus so that it can then produce ADP, adenosine diphosphate, and triphosphate. Now, both of those show up over here in the Krebs cycle. So that's important to take care of that, because your cells will suffer. Isocitric acid, that's on that that wheel for using citric acid. MSM again, nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is great for circulation. It's here, nitric oxide, and then the nitric oxide synthase. I've said this before, but bear with me. When there's a circulation problem with the tiny capillaries, like for your hair, especially women who lose hair on their lower legs, it just doesn't grow back anymore, or underarms, there's probably, or thinning hair on your head, there's probably a nitric oxide synthase issue. Nitric oxide synthase is actually a gas that acts as a cell wall to capillaries. And as you grow older, this nitric oxide synthase is depleted, and then you don't have the circulation you need. You can buy this at your health food store. The form we use here is NEO40. Is it 40? 20. NEO20. We get it. And it's a blue and white package. I can't think of the exact name of it. But those are some things. The use of citric acid, or maybe you're taking too much. But certainly look at this creatine phosphate. Not that you have low energy. You've already said that. Sulfate. And that appears twice. Sulfate is the bad guys. So if we're looking over here, and here's where the sulfite is, and you want to change it into good sulfur, or you can bypass it with some good sulfur, but this moves up here and becomes cofactors for your vitamins and minerals to start your Krebs cycle, which is the energy cycle of the cells. So looking at that sulfite, and we get a lot in our diet, bacon, beer, bologna, any kind of, I think it's in cheese. So we keep a lot of that in our diet. Here's that coenzyme. Now, it wasn't Q10, but it was another coenzyme that's on that circle that begins the work of the Krebs cycle. When you learn to do all this, you really become a detective, and you begin to sleuth all of this stuff. Molybdenum's high. Here's another protein that's high. you begin to start putting the patterns together, and that's why I love it. I love puzzles. So MTHFR and MTR, both of these, and what that begins to interfere with is the body's ability to replete its DNA. Because that 5-methylfolate MTR is an issue in the protein here, but the gene here. So your body's use of methionine really needs to be examined because it turned up several times. That methylation mapping, we give that away several times a year. I think you can get it with the Guardian program now. That for those of you who have some of the beginning programs, they can substitute the methylation program. You want to know about the Guardian program. Let me get back, because I hate leaving people hanging so they don't know where they need to go to do something. So if we look at classes, and there's mini lessons, there's free classes, all kinds of information. But Guardians, we just did a 2-day class on muscle integrity, and it was free, and the software was free. So the Guardian class we just did was tooth integrity, and it was amazing what we could pinpoint with which tooth and which organ it related to. But if you're interested in signing up for this, it comes out once a month. You get a software, and we just study for a couple of hours and exchange case studies and go from there. So this is a good way to get started. Another good way to get started, go to happy hour. That's what we're doing now, and we will shortly have up this video. Here's the video from last time about foods that assassinate you from the inside out. In a video, here's one about vaccines, one about allergies. It shows you the software. We gave away a lot of the software at the same time, but there's a lot of free lessons there. If you want to start a center in your community, we want to help. Thank you, Richard, for volunteering. Thank you, Barbara, for volunteering. We should have gotten to you quicker. We really appreciate you as an audience. Thank you for being here. We wouldn't have anybody to talk to if you guys didn't show up.
We'd just be talking to each other. Yikes.
That's okay. Thank all of you for being here. And if you think this is important, please pass it on to your family and friends. When you go to radio and you look at Blog Talk Radio, down at the bottom on the right, if it comes
in, there
it is.
For the most current 5 shows. So this show will be there probably in about 10 or 15 minutes at the most.
Yes, and here's the show that we did. Yes. Here's the show that we did with Dr. Daniels and how to get in touch with her. And she had some pretty eye-opening things to say about what they taught her in medical school that was totally poisoning our healthcare system. So
yeah,
we will
she
have
was quite fierce.
Yes. And she's not in the country. She moved out of the country to keep from getting killed, because a lot of people who are saying the things that she's saying have been murdered. MDs. So thank you for being here. Yes, Marcy, I will keep up the chat a while. So any of you
and
who
I'll
want to
end,
chat.
I'll end Blog Talk Radio over on here, and I will say thanks, everybody. And we'll see you on Sunday. And at this moment, I can only tell you we'll be talking to somebody.
I can't remember either.
I can't either. Nope. Sorry. I have a tone for that. All right, everybody. Have a great rest of the week.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Richard.